Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Shot in the Dark. I am your host, John Sino Evil here. Let's get right down to it. I would like to officially welcome you to the start of WrestleMania week. But before we do that, let's talk about what I saw for this show. We're going to start with AEW Rampage, as Dustin Rhodes defeated The Butcher after hitting the Final Reckoning, but it was definitely a tough battle for one Dustin Rhodes here. We go to the Bang Bang Gang, who are at Daddy Ass's house for dinner, but nobody seems to be home. Jay White and the Gun start making a little bit of a mess and tossing stuff around as Jay White challenges Billy Gunn and the Acclaimed for the Trios titles, as he's about to destroy Billy's TV with a bat. But Billy Gunn and his wife show up, and we see all the kind of running and the cameras lose feed. Deonna Purrazzo, on her Rampage debut, defeated local wrestler Rose, who appeared on Ring of Honor a couple months back as Roxanne. Rose tried her best here, but Deonna flipped Rose right into an armbar for the submission win. Mariah May defeated local wrestler Nikita. Toni Storm gets on a mic with some devastating news that she's injured her hamstring, and she can't compete tonight, but her protege Mariah May will take her place instead. Nikita hung in there until Mariah hit the Mayday for the pin, as May is now 6-0. Lexi Nair is backstage with Harley Cameron and Zack Knight, as Knight is mad that Angela Parker called him coward to fight him and says that he's in Parker's head, as Parker runs in here and starts brawling with Knight using a lead pipe. Ruby Soho stops Parker and is mad at him for not listening to her about not attacking Knight. She lays a kiss on him and walks off, saying she can't be here for all of this. So I'm pretty much convinced now, with the news of Jay White being away or not able to appear in Canada because of visa issues, I feel like with this storyline kind of lingering here with Saraya not even appearing backstage with Zack Knight and Harley Cameron, makes me think there might be some issues with that. But hopefully this can be resolved and we'll finally get this match. We get another promo for The Righteous before going into the main event, which is Roderick Strong in an AEW International title eliminator match versus Matt Menard. Big hometown reaction here from Menard. A real fun match here that had the crowd totally invested, as Matt Taven and Mike Bennett get involved on the outside, causing Strong to hit the high knee for the pin and the win on Papa Maji. They kept attacking him after the match until Trent Beretta and Orange Cassidy ran out for the save, but as they were hugging, the Young Bucks ran out, low blowed them, and took them out both to hit their EVP triggers. They had to finally connect one after the botched one earlier that night. We go to TNA Impact as we start with the return of the 8-4-1 match. So if you guys don't remember, this is where they start 4 versus 4, and then the winning team goes into a 4-way, and the winner of that 4-way becomes the number one contender, and this one being for the Knockouts World Championship contendership. But before the match starts, Ash by Elegance sits ringside and comes out with some ice packs on her face and says that she can't compete this week due to an injury. So her replacement is one Steph DeLander, making her return to TNA after making a couple appearances a couple years ago. In this match, we have Danny Luna, Rosemary, Steph DeLander, and Zaya Brookside versus Alicia Edwards, Havoc, Jody Threat, and Masha Slamovich. So Spitfire and Decay are both split up in this match, but they had fun with that aspect here. It should be noted that there was no Killer Kelly ringside with Masha. Luna was able to surprise roll up Masha to get the first pin of this match, now turning into a 4-way between SDL, Luna, Brookside, and Rosemary, and Slamovich attacked Luna a bit more before leaving the match. But Zaya Brookside gets sent flying ringside right into Ash by Elegance, who went crazy at this happening and attacked Brookside as that match gets set up for next week. She gets ejected as well. And then during all this, Matt Cardona runs in, also making his return to TNA, and takes out Rosemary with a radio silence, followed by a TKO from SDL, as SDL gets the pin and the win and will face Jordan Grace at Rebellion on April 21st. We go to Chris Sabin bumping into Steve Macklin, who had just broken off from the Rascals, as their alliance is done here in the parking lot, and they set up a match for tonight. And then we cut to Sabin, Alex Shelley, and Kushida in the back, as Shelley takes offense at what Sabin is saying and thinks Sabin is looking out more for his own than them as a team, and Shelley storms off and says maybe he'll do the same thing. On the subject of tag team tensions, we cut to the ABC as Ace Austin is upset at Chris Bay for being in the X Division Contenders match last week and said that their focus should be on the tag team titles, getting those back. But Bay says that he's talented to do both and goes to look for Frankie Kazarian for disrespecting ABC. Grizzle Young Vets are in the ring and they call out Cody Deaner. He got his first name back now. For costing them the match last week against the Time Splitters. But Deaner comes out and says that Santino Marella told him that he can come out and challenge either one of them. But Deaner says it's not his choice, it's the people's choice, as that's his new gimmick now. The crowd says that they want him to wrestle both of them. So it's made into a handicap match where GYV use their scarf behind the rest back and hey, grit your teeth, as James Drake gets the pin on Deaner for the win. Gia Miller was trying to get a word with Nick Nemeth about the system, but Alex Shelley cut him off and tried to talk above him. Nemeth said that once he wins the title, he'll give Shelley a title shot, and Shelley said, why wait? And they shook hands that a match will be made soon. Josh Alexander comes to the ring and says that a lot of blood and violence has happened here at the 2300 Arena in Philadelphia, and he puts out an open challenge, and he calls out Hammerstone, but Hammerstone does not come out. Instead, we get the debut of Tracy Williams here in TNA. Williams says he's been waiting for his opportunity here, and if Hammerstone doesn't want to wrestle, he will, and Alexander agrees. And Josh Alexander gets the win over Williams here. Fantastic matchup between these two, going past 10 minutes. Highly recommend to check this one out. The finish came with Alexander transitioning from a backslide into the C4 spike for the pin and the win. They shook hands after as the crowd chanted both these guys, but Hammerstone runs out and takes them both out, including putting Alexander's head on Williams, then putting him in the torture rack, as that's his trophy that he's carrying around. Mustafa Ali is showing Santino Marella in the back that he is on the cover of the new PWI and tells Santino that Jake something shouldn't be getting a title shot. Santino brings up how everyone like Rhino or Samoa Joe can go for the title. Ali said that Rhino was a dumb name, and of course Rhino is behind him, and he demands a match, so Santino makes it an old school rules match for next week. Eddie Edwards defeated Mike Bailey. Brian Myers, Alicia Edwards, and Trent Seven all get involved at the end. That ends with Alicia holding onto Bailey's foot. Eddie followed with a Boston Knee Party after dodging an Ultimate Weapon for the pin. We get a video for PCO somewhere screaming "Con Monsters Ball" over and over again. So of course we're gonna get that match. And we also get a video that the FBI will be showing up next week. Yes, the FBI. Frankie Kazarian is in the back and says that Eric Young isn't a hero in this story, and he will match the level of violence in the Full Metal Mayhem match at Rebellion. Chris Bay interrupts and says that he wants Kazarian next week, and he agrees. We go to AJ Francis and Rich Swann in the ring, who now go by the name of First Class. Francis says that he hasn't been this happy since he was on the New York Giants and they beat the Eagles, which of course gets boos from this Philly crowd. Swann goes on explaining why he aligned himself with Francis and said that he initially didn't want to, but then Joe Henry stole the spotlight from him and only Francis was there to care for him. They keep going on about their new team and how they are First Class. Tom Hannifin had a sit down with Laredo Kid, who talked about his upbringing in Mexico. He talked about working his way up and going to AAA and now being here in TNA, and then Hannifin brings up how Laredo was rushed to the hospital in 2022 for his intestines and having surgery, and now him having his comeback. Laredo talks about being upset that he missed his title opportunity, a sacrifice, but now he's going to go after Crazy Steve and his digital media championship. And in the main event, Steve Maclin defeated Chris Sabin, another very good match here. They saw a little bit of back and forth at the end until Maclin kept on the KIA to get the pin and the win. On TNA Explosion, around the ring with Gia Miller was with Danny Luna as they talk about the new tattoo that she got with Jody Threat and Subculture. They all got matching beaver tattoos, and they talked about a couple more of Luna's tattoos, and then they talk about Starbucks drinks. And the match here was Tasha Steele defeating Ava Everett. Commentary made this of a bit of a deal here for Everett making her TNA debut. She even gets an entrance and everything. She spent a little bit of time in Germany in WXW, and she even dropped their women's title to Demi Exo at the MLW Never Say Never show last year. Good showing from Everett, but Steele stops her with a cutter for the pin and the win. We go to Ring of Honor on Honor Club. We start with a Proven Ground match as Athena and the Women's World Championship defeated Nikita pretty easily here by submission with a modified Cobra Clutch. Nikita had a Proven Ground match here with Athena last time they were in Canada, and then Athena was continuing to attack Nikita after, but just before she could do any more damage, Hikaru Shida runs out with a kendo stick and scares off Athena ahead of their match at Supercard of Honor. Renee Paquette was interviewing Lee Johnson in the back as Johnson said he is challenging the winner of tonight's television title match between Kyle Fletcher and Blake Christian at Supercard of Honor. Cole Carter and Griff Garrison defeated Kaz Jordan and Victor Castella, quickly hitting a Fireman's Carry boot combo on Castella as Garrison gets the easy win. Dalton Castle defeated Nick Camarado. Camarado comes out with a new look here, so his beard is shaved off. He even tosses away his lollipop when he enters the ring. Some of his chest hair is missing, and he seems a little bit confused on what to do. And then Castle comes out with some backup boys, as the whereabouts of the real boys are still a mystery, but I guess the mystery is solved, as unfortunately they have been released by Ring of Honor / AEW. Another quick match here as Castle hit the bangarang, and about 3 minutes for the pin, Taya Valkyrie made her way out and yelled at the Castle for calling them responsible for losing the boys. Taya says she's glad that they lost them, and they were bad boys, and Johnny TV shows up from behind and attacks Castle. Taya and Johnny made out on top of a fallen Castle before attacking him some more, as this match will be happening at Supercard as well. We get a video from Mark Briscoe, who talked about the Philadelphia being the origin of Ring of Honor and talks about flying solo, being in the Continental Classic and getting humbled, and it kept going to like these voices in his head while hearing clips of Jay Briscoe. This was actually really well done. Definitely check this out. Mark talked about Eddie Kingston trying to find the old Eddie of the past, but at Supercard of Honor, it's time to man up. Excellent video. Brandon Cutler and Colt Cabana defeated Rex Lawless and Bryce Donovan. First match so far to go over 5 minutes, and a fun match with Cutler and Cabana doing their comedy spots until they hit their double team pump handle slam boom drop combo for the win. Action Andretti and Top Flight defeated the team known as KPK. Recent signee Arcady Oro is actually doing ring announcing for this match, so with Dasha on her way out, I'm going to assume that maybe Arcady is going to be replacing her here in Ring of Honor. Fun match here that saw Action Andretti hit a split legged moonsault to get the pin. Kiera Hogan defeated Diamante in a very good match here after hitting face to music. A hard fought match here for both these girls. Evil Uno defeated JD Drake in a good hoss fight here with these fast moving big guys. Match ends with Uno dodging a top rope moonsault from Drake and rolling him up for the pin. We hear from Hikaru Shida, who says that she's excited to come after Athena, and now it's a new era for Ring of Honor as Holy Shida has arrived. And in the main event, Kyle Fletcher defends the television championship against Blake Christian after hitting a pile driver in a very good main event. I'll definitely recommend this match. Lee Johnson comes out after and stares down Fletcher from the stage as their match is made official for Supercard. On Women of Wrestling Superheroes, the All-American Girls defeated Exodus and Ice Cold of Team Exile, and Santana Garrett hit a springboard moonsault on Exodus for the pin. Team Exile, along with Genesis, ringside were a little bit pissed off at each other after this match. Holly Dead defeated BK Rhythm after hitting Darkness Falls. The Mother Truckers defend the Tag Team Championship against the team of Katarina Jinx and Goldie Collins. So what would you call the Cat Lady and the Dog Lady? Animal Instinct, of course. Even on commentary, they said Animal Control at one point, which I think is a much funnier and better name. Big Rig Betty hit a stunner on Jinx for the pin. And Top Tier, the team of Coach Campanelli, Glory Glitter, and Candy Crush defeated Team Spirit of Aerial Sky, Sasha Sparks, and Pep Riley. When Coach hit the buzzer beater on Sparks for the pin, they did say that they put the Trios Championship trophy up on the line for this match. So I'm not sure if that's going to be like a one-time thing or if they're going to continue to defend this. On NWA Power, we have the last qualifying match for the NWA National Heavyweight Championship as Tom Latimer defeated Carson Drake by submission with the crossface and will join Zion, Blake Troop, and Birchall in the Fatal 4-Way at Hard Times to determine the new champion, and the Hard Times tapings will actually start next week. The Kids defeated the Slime Balls after they hit a double-team shotgun kick. There was a segment where Vampiro told Natalia Markova that he can help her, but there's a price that she'll have to pay first. Joe Alonso defeated Mo Jabari after hitting a full Nelson facebuster, but a pretty good showing here from Jabari. And Knox and Murdoch teamed up with Eric Smalls to defeat the New Spectaculars 2.0, with Smalls hitting a double springboard moonsault on Rush Freeman for the pin. On NXT Level Up, Jakara Jackson and Lash Legend of Metaphor defeated Carly Bray and the debuting Kendall Gray, who has a similar happy attitude that Bright has. Gray is NIL amateur wrestler Peyton Preston and has definitely showed up in this match with her amateur wrestling background. Legend and Jackson, though, hit the alley oop on Gray as Legend gets the pin. Javon Evans defeated Scripps Evans with a really good reaction from this crowd here and a young OG chant throughout. And he gets the pin with an inside cradle despite the interference from OTM on the outside. And the main event in the third of the best of three series here, Hank and Tank, Hank Walker and Tank Ledger defeated Tyreek Igwe and Tyson DuPont. This could have gone either way in a while back and forth until the very end, where Walker and Igwe collide head to head as Walker just falls on top of him for the pin and the win for the series. On WWE main event, Shayna Baszler defeated Katana Chance. Kaden Carter and Zoe Stark got in on the outside, but shortly after, Shayna trapped on the Kerry Fuda clutch to make Chance tap out. And Hank Walker and Tank Ledger, referred to here as Hank and Tank, defeated Idris Enofe and Malik Blade, with them hitting the collision course on Enofe as Tank gets the pin. And we end here with the debut episode of WWE Speed. So Speed is a new show from WWE exclusively on X, the former Twitter. It's 3-minute matches, 3-minute time limit matches here, and we're going to start with an 8-man tournament to determine the first ever Speed champion. Corey Graves solo on commentary here, and we go straight to the match. So there's no outside ring presentation or any sort of talk or graphics. We go right to the bell. And in the first match, Ricochet defeated Dragon Lee with only 3 seconds to spare after hitting the recoil to advance to the next round. And Bronson Reed defeated Cedric Alexander in about 2 minutes after hitting the tsunami. Reed then looked right into the camera and said that 3 minutes is all that he needs, as Speed is made for him, as Reed is Speed. And they announced that next week we will get Axiom versus JD McDonagh in another match. And make sure you follow Poison Rana and Post Wrestling all week long, as we'll have WrestleMania coverage for you, all the shows that we attend, and all the shows that I'll attend. I'll actually have some quick podcasts after, kind of going over the show and any sort of reactions or anything interesting that I might have seen. So make sure you look out to that. Anybody who's attending, make sure you're safe out there, make sure you have fun, and make sure you are respectful. That is it for me this week, and we'll see you again here next week for another episode of Shot in the Dark.